If we record our voices today and tell our stories, how it started, where we are going, and where we would want to be, there'll be so much to inspire and remember in the next 5 years. Tell Your Story with Chi, a series on the Scribe podcast.
You're shy.
Yeah.
Why are you shy?
Why am I shy? I don't think there's a reason why people are shy. You're just shy.
When you go out in public, do you ever get shy?
I don't go out in public.
Okay, where you find yourself in public, do you ever get shy?
I don't know.
You always just what?
I don't think I...
So when you're in public places and you have to meet new people, what is it for you?
I avoid meeting them.
You avoid meeting them when you're in new places? That's bad, though. That's like totally bad. So, hi guys. This is me, your host. This is Chinasa Kasmir on the mic. Do you now know my voice? If you listen to me, like, without knowing that, oh, this is my show or something, if you hear a voice, let's say my voice on the radio, would you tell that I am the one? Or you would not know? Let me know, because I feel like I'm quite interested. So I have someone with me today, and I don't know what to start. I'll call him his name. His name is Michael. Hi, Michael. Hi, Michael. You can just speak. I don't know. He's shy.
Personally, my name is not Michael.
Your name is not Michael?
No.
Okay, what's your name?
Sien.
Sien.
Yeah, but people think my name is Michael. That's actually my brother's name. But yeah.
Your brother's name is Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, guys. I have Sien with me. He said his name is not Michael. But, so... What's your name, please? Tell us your name again.
Sien.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, what do you do? Let me be very direct. Like, interview. What do you do?
I think I made a tweet about this yesterday that someone asked me what I do, and I just realized that I don't know what I do.
Eh? Hey, how come I don't follow you on Twitter?
I don't know. How come you don't follow me on Twitter?
I don't know. But, okay. So, you just realized you don't know what you do.
I don't know. That. Normally, when people ask me what I do, I'm just like, I sien. But then...
You're just like, what?
I sien. Yeah.
Okay.
But then, yesterday, I actually wanted to answer the person, and I honestly don't know what I do.
Okay. I feel like you're giving me this vibe that you have different things you do, so you can't place a name on one thing, or you can't call it a collective name. So that means you can give me like a rundown of the things you do.
Okay. I went to film school, so I think I'm a filmmaker.
Okay. One.
I've worked as a part of content team for a company, so okay. I don't know if that counts.
That counts.
Then I do marketing and branding for a startup.
Okay.
Is that all?
Think now, it's your stuff. You should know.
I do creative direction for events.
Okay.
And I do creative direction in fashion.
Mm.
I've tried doing creative direction in music. It flopped.
It flopped?
It flopped.
Okay, it flopped. I think I want to know that one, sir.
If I say that, then the person I did it for will know it flopped.
Okay, but I mean, since you feel like it flopped, that means it flopped. At least in your eyes, maybe in the person's eyes, it did not.
Something like that, Sha.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much all I do that I can think of now.
Mm-hmm. So you're more like a creative. You're a creative director, a creative individual.
I can't say creative director because I've not earned enough to add the title yet. So
what do you need to earn? Like, when you say earned, what do you mean?
What I need to earn, like, my startup mark is always 15.
15 what?
Yeah.
15 million. Yeah. So you're going to wait until you earn 15 million to call yourself a creative director?
I'm going to wait till I earn 15 million to call myself a creative. It's because that's validation that I'm creating.
So what happened? How about the theory that says that you just have to like keep doing it before you get there and stuff? Like, so all those past experience, okay, all those subsequent experiences that follow, you would not give credit to it as a creative director.
When you're creating, to you, you're just doing random thing that entered into your head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how the public accepts what you put out that actually matters, in as much as you're like, oh, I don't care about validation. It's a lie. All of us care about validation. It's a big lie. Sometimes you might care about the public's validation. Sometimes it might be an individual, maybe your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it might be a partner, anybody, but we all care about validation. And my own validation is 15 million. So, different strokes, different folks.
Okay. This is a new, like, I feel like you've thrown me off balance. I don't even know where to think from or how to think from, because you're like, oh, 15 million. Then I now ask myself, I don't have 1 million listens on my podcast. Do I call myself a podcast host?
No, but I mean, no, my, no, that's different.
How is it different?
I don't know. But that's different.
No, like, because in a way, I don't know. It just, that's what I'm.
Do people tell you they like what you do?
Yeah.
Then that's the validation.
Mm. So your own validation is the income?
My validation is not the income.
Is what?
15 million.
15 million?
Yeah.
You guys, I need somebody to please send 15 million our way. Because I don't know what's...
Not like that's how I'll know that I'm doing good. Because I know I'm doing good because even though I'm doing trash.
Calling your stuff trash?
No, like... When I do it, I can do something today and then tomorrow I feel like it's trash.
Mm.
And I always felt like I wasn't doing it right. But then I saw a video last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was Rema and Kotsi. He was talking about how, you know, it's time to change. Or you know, you're growing when the depression comes.
Mm.
And I feel like that actually makes sense, because when I feel like what I did like 3 days ago is trash, that's because I know, okay, now if I've done this, I'll do it better. So that's great. Like my first film, Nomophobia, the story.
Nomophobia?
Yeah.
Okay, where's it at? Where's it on?
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
When I dropped it, I made it like January of last year, but I dropped it April.
Of this year?
No, April last year. Because
of last year still.
When I finished doing it, I watched all the rushes. I was like, yeah, this is nice. And the next day, I woke up and I'm like, or if I had taken this shot like this, if I had used this light, it would have been better. And I didn't want to drop it. But then, I didn't pay the actors there. So, I feel it would have been very wrong that people took out their time and I'd not now drop it.
Yeah.
And so, I just had to drop it, even though I wasn't feeling it. Even up until my next document, I feel like I've made two documentaries and not much of any other thing.
Mm. Okay.
So people think I like documenting. I don't like documenting.
What do you like to?
I don't know, but documenting is just cheaper.
So what's more expensive?
Everything I want to do is very expensive.
So do you have a boundary? Do you have something that's stopping you? Money?
Money? I don't think money is stopping me, because I can still do whatsoever I want. It might not come out as crazy as I want it, but I don't think I ever sit down and like, oh, I don't have money to do this. Instead, I just find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Okay. Sounds like an interesting story. From somewhat not, I don't even know how to put it, but that's fine. You now know how to play with
Dana, I don't know how. I told you last time, I don't know how to play words. I don't even know if I can play Ludo, but I think Ludo is simple now. You just calculate the dice and
I should have brought it here so that
I don't know how to play what, and it's so terrible. But I know Go Gem, I know Pick Two and that Donkey.
So wait, with your siblings, do they know how to play this game? Because that, I think that matters.
I don't think so. I don't think we've ever just sat down and like, let's play what. I think I bought what once. I was little then.
Mm.
I can't remember why I bought it. Mm. But I know I bought it. It was like 79 then. I don't know how much it is now.
Maybe like 200 now.
What is 200?
It could be. I think last time I bought it was like 150.
That's crazy, yo.
In Nigeria.
I just bought it. I can't remember. Even cards. I have the entire casino set.
Mm-hmm.
At home. I have the, what do they call this? Oh, I've forgotten. This circle thing. I have the cards.
Mm.
I have the box. I just don't know what I have that.
How about like all these other games? Monopoly, Scrabble.
Can I play Monopoly? I used to play Monopoly as a child on, was it the computer on the phone? So I don't know if I can play it, but it should be simple now.
You look like somebody that will play basketball.
I tried. I was trash at it.
So do you play any sports?
No.
What are your brackets on now? What are your hobbies?
I don't play sports. I don't watch sports.
Okay. I've met a good number of guys that don't do all those things. That don't do sports. It's not interesting, but it's interesting for me because you know how guys are, like, would I call them freaks about sports and all? So what are your hobbies? Because I can't remember the last time someone asked me that. What are your hobbies then? What do you do for fun?
I'm broke, so I sleep to have fun. What else do I do? Honestly, I can't remember. I think for like a complete year, I've just been sleeping.
No, but if you say you've just been sleeping, I feel like it's okay. Your face looks very fresh.
My face looks very fresh.
Yes, like is you know how people say my face is glowing. That's what your face looks like.
Yes, I don't even know. There's this thing I use.
What do you use, please?
I use Kakatin.
Oh, I know Kakatin.
Yeah,
it works.
It works.
That smallish stuff.
As small as it is, it works. It
has green and be pink.
But that works. Well, that's what I've been using. I used to use, there's one, I can't remember the name. I can remember the name, but I can't say it because I feel like the person will listen to it and I'm not trying to make
Every other person will listen. So I want to ask you, how was organizing, what did they call this thing? That job party for you?
Job party. It was vibes. Honestly, it was vibes because I don't even know how it happened. KYS is a twin.
Ah.
And KYS, K-Hindi,
K-Y-S.
I don't know, I feel like everybody knows.
Do you guys know? Do you people know? I'm sure nobody knows.
I'm sure everybody knows.
Who is his twin?
Taiwo.
Who is?
By Tai.
I'm sure nobody knows.
I'm telling you, everybody knows. It's just you.
I'm sure nobody knows.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, I have Taiwo's number. I don't even know how I got it, but I have Taiwo's number. So I hit him up and I was like, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, okay, he sent me like three numbers. One was the manager. One was the hotline. The other one was, I can't remember what the other one was. So I messaged all three with this long ass text. Hey, I'm saying creative director. I just acted like I knew what I was doing. So the manager replied me and was like, how'd you get this number? Blah, blah, blah. So I didn't just reply then. After a month after I sent that text.
Can you imagine?
A month after I sent that text, the other number replied and was like, tell me more about this. Where do you plan on doing it? And I wanted to do it in Ibom Hall Arena. But that's even when I did it. Nice, dreams come true. So, others did it. I told them, they're like, okay, it's going to be a sponsored event. Quickteller is going to come in and sponsor it. But they will need sign-ups. So they like told me to get 15,000 sign-ups.
Did you get it? I'm watching again. I'm listening.
They told me to get like 15,000 sign-ups. And I was really serious at that point. I'm like, vibes. I didn't get it.
Okay. How many did you get?
I can't even remember. I know that it did not even reach half of 15,000. I don't know where I was thinking I would say 15,000. I wanted to collaborate with the SUG, but then the SUG wanted to do it in school and I was not feeling that vibe.
So they opted out?
No, they didn't opt out. They were still very supportive.
Okay.
They were still very supportive. The director of information and the president were still like giving me like
moral support.
Yes, stuff like that. So it was crazy. I feel like I've diverted and now I've forgotten.
Yeah, I was asking you about the events.
I'm trying to remember where I was. Okay, then I was like, I want to do there. And then I was pressing. I was trying to get an MOU signed. Understanding that when I get this 15,000 sign-ups, you're not going to wire me, we'll do this thing. So I wasn't getting replies, and then...
Was that the document you were trying to get?
Yeah, and then, like, it was supposed to be... Shout out to ETJ. ETJ, like, he really helped me. I met him during that period when I was looking for... this thing. For sign-ups.
Yeah.
And everybody I met, when they hear KY, they're like, I'm doing it for this amount. Like, people I knew, everybody was just trying to become a millionaire off it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody, even down to the stage guy. The stage guy was talking about 11 million for the stage. What I spent on that stage was 3 million. And the guy came from Lagos. And the guy gave me more than what the first person I was talking with that wanted 11 million was even contemplating. So everybody was just trying to know. Everybody saw it as a get rich quick
avenue.
But then ETJ really just, okay, welcome. He really just supported me. Yeah.
Easier.
So, but because I didn't know, I was like 4 months deep into Oyo. I didn't know anyone. He's the one that really carried me. Like, we used to link almost every day. Not even almost. Every day. Every day, we just link, look for ways, do things. It was crazy. Forgotten what I was saying again. Oh, gosh.
You're looking for something. Then it's J came in.
Yeah. I forgot what I was saying before it's J.
Okay. But overall, what do you think about the event? Do you think it was a success for you?
I honestly think it was. I learned a lot. Like, just from being... I think I learned a lot from...
Organizing it.
He's not even exactly organizing. From his distant... From his... The creative director of KY's entertainment.
Okay.
Learned a lot from her in just a little while.
I remember, I think she came on stage one time.
Yeah, she did. She was that lady that was hyping. So I really learned about it. It was a very crazy experience. A crazy experience that I'm grateful for.
That day was very chaotic for
lots
of people. But I had fun. Like, I had fun all through. It was a lot of things.
The rain brought down the stage at first.
I was there from like 12.
Yeah, during like the stage at first. I was walking under the rain.
Were you pressured?
I was pressured at that point, but then
what was your calm during the storm? What was your calm during the storm?
My dad came from Lagos for it, so he was under that rain too.
Mm.
And it was just like calm. That it would be alright, and I'm like, no problem. Then That was when they had gone back to the hotel. They had gone back to the hotel. So she was calling me like, oh, what's up? I was like, the state has fallen. Canopies have fallen. There's like, no problem.
Who is she? The creative director?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Everything will still fall in place.
Okay, and
That's it. It will be okay because the rain had a lot of wind. And rain with a lot of wind does not last.
Okay, yeah, it didn't last. But it lasted for over 30 minutes. Maybe 45 minutes.
It was close to an hour.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Close to an hour, but I just needed it. It won't last. And then...
And it was March and rain was falling.
And then the sun was like really, really, really flat.
But I liked the weather even afterwards, after the rain. Yeah. It now made it
was,
everywhere
It was
chill.
Not too sunny.
Yeah.
It was not too sunny, so it was just chill. It was really nice. And to me, I was feeling bad because when you do things like this, you're expecting like 150,000 people. But then you have to understand that, oh, the city you're in is not Lagos. This is how things roll. So I understand. Another thing is, since then, I've really just, every morning that I wake up, I just drop one or two courses for Ibom Air. Because there was supposed to be a surprise guest. There were supposed to be surprise guests.
Okay.
But then Ibom Air decided that they want to be the only ones flying in. And they didn't know that. So normally these guys go to the airport that day and they're like, they are booking. Then, like, they just walk into the airport, book their flight, move. But then, I think Ibom Air did not have any other plane flying in until, like,
the next day.
The next day. So it was really just fucked up.
Planning shamatas. Oh yeah. Artists, you guys should plan properly now.
It's really their fault because
if they wanted to come, I know they wanted to, maybe most likely they wanted to come in quotes, but like it doesn't hurt to book. That's what I think. But I mean, I'm not
on your team, I can't tell. You just have to know that. With their type of life, today they are here, tomorrow they are there, so...
So yeah, okay, so it's not really... Everything cannot be...
Yeah, everything cannot exactly be just...
In place.
Okay, get your bags, I'm going to the airport, we perform, come back that same day.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the type of vibe that it was supposed to be.
Okay. Do you think you'd willingly bring on that person to you?
Yeah.
Who do you think you'd want to bring?
I don't know, I can't say now. Because
there should be somebody.
I don't know. There was a
spontaneous
time
guess.
There was a time that we were talking about bringing Santi.
Okay.
But with the strike and not knowing if people who listen to Santi are like
a lot here,
because I don't want a case where we do all that, he comes and then we are just like 20.
I don't even think I've listened to any of his songs. No. I just remember one time that there was like a scandal, just a little para on Twitter.
And it was about him, so I checked
him out. But I've not listened. Maybe I would listen to
him. Yeah, Santi is actually that guy.
Okay. That's nice. So, I've noticed that you do, like, you have different, I always call it brands. Abina. It's not different brands. What are they?
I don't know.
They're brands. What are they? Tell me the brands again. You have this one for this merch. There's one that you did an ad for that you put Buju and the other guy.
Oh, that was still Sien and Gods.
Okay, that's Sien and Gods. Okay, so you have Sien and Gods. Then which one again do you have? There's another one.
I'm trying to remember because
Sien is King. A brand also.
No. Sien is King is a person. It's just Sien. And then Instagram and I allow me to remove the is King. So I still there.
So it's just Sien.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sien and Gods is... What's Sien and Gods about? What's the idea behind it?
Sien and Gods is a fashion community. It's not just a fashion community, Shaw. It's a community. Just for people to just be who you are. Because when I really started When I started really rolling with clothes, there are times that they'll have drops, maybe a new colorway drops, new shoes drop, mm-hmm. there's a fashion show. You just want to come and just talk about all that stuff. But then I wasn't like finding, there were places for it, but it wasn't personalized to like the Nigerian audience.
Mm.
It was like, yes, we can have conversations, but you don't go deep reach if you're the follow person really. Even though it's not your guy, but then there's a way you talk to someone
that understands.
Yeah, and really understand it. There can be inside jokes, stuff like that. So that's really what we're trying to build.
So Sierra God is building like
a community.
It's more like a community that surrounds the fashion.
Not just fashion.
Not just fashion.
But then fashion is the base.
Okay, if it's not just fashion, then what again?
Just the normal creative lifestyle. But fashion is really the base.
Okay.
But I know that in coming years, we'll expand to full-fledged creative lifestyle for just creatives.
Okay.
But for now, mostly just focusing on fashion.
Okay. So what's your inspiration or your source for anything you're doing? Some people now, they like to be perfectionists. Some people now, they just want the creativity to be expressed. What's yours?
I just want to be seen.
You just want to be seen or seen?
Seen.
Which one?
Seen.
Seen. Okay. So why Sien? Like amongst all your names, why Sien? Why did the name come about? Where did it come from? Sien is I don't know what's called an appendix from it, your name.
My surname is Sien.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you take out the two, normally like since primary school, growing up in Lagos, everybody has always been calling me Sien instead of like my first name.
Mm.
So it has always been Sien. And then when I got admission here, I was like, bro, there are a lot of Siens here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go back to my first name because I don't know. I just don't want to go back.
But Michael is really a pretty name.
I honestly don't know who Michael is. But then I was like, oh, okay, there's this guy in my class.
And
secondary school, that's called me Sien. And then I just really picked it up. Sien actually has a meaning on its own. Sien is the English adaptation of the Chinese word Xian. It's Xian, and that's immortal. So mm-hmm. Sien is basically just immortal impact. And that's what I'm trying to leave. That even when I leave the earth, things I've done speak for me. Things I'm done will speak for me in years to come. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's this episode you're on somewhat fits under a series I'm doing called Tell Your Story. And I want everybody that records under this series to go back and listen the next 5 years. So it's like I get to compare and contrast. Hopefully if we still have contact, I mean
definitely we will.
You'll be like, oh, okay, let's record again. And it'll be fun. Yeah, okay. That's nice. You know, the first time we had like a conversation the other time when we were preparing for the episode,
yeah.
You said the same thing about wanting individuality. So that you will not be walking on the road and someone is like, Sien, and you're turning and it's the same.
Honestly, I can't even remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. So I don't know if
I can remember. You'll not remember, but it's just nice that it tallies. Because if we had that conversation maybe in January and this is July, so it's just good that it seems consistent.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have this question. What makes you you?
What makes me me?
Yes.
I'm saying.
Come on, answer me.
No, honestly, I'm actually like,
No. What makes you you? If they take you out of you, like, what is that one thing that, yeah?
I'm telling you the truth, I'm saying. Like, the thing is that I feel Sien is, at this point, at least to the people that know me, Sien is not just like my name. It has become associated with my attitude.
So what's your attitude
first? I honestly don't know. I don't know it because it's me that's exhibiting it. But then people that know me, there are things that, okay, we could be together.
Mm.
And there are a couple of my guys that use it as like, if a guy, why is he seeing? So I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is exactly. But then.
Guy, why you they see? Did you guys hear that? Who are those people that use it? I want to go and meet them and ask them, when you say guy, why you
they see? All my boys know themselves.
Okay. Guy, why you they? Is it be my name? Guy, why you they? Priscilla. That sounds very cool. This is a cool kid in my block. Guy, why you saying that thing? Sounds like a punchline in my ear. I'm telling you. So, what I'm saying, if I would ask, or I'm asking, what's like your favorite Nigerian food? Nigerian traditional food ish.
I think you should be Egusi.
Egusi. What did you call it?
Egusi.
You said what?
I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. No,
I do not hear you well now. Is what?
Egusi.
No, you said Egusi. Oh my God, you guys, I wanna die. What? No, Egusi slander is taking in this in my house. I love Egusi too. Egusi, okay. Okay. That's nice. We are almost done.
Yeah.
Between Lagos and
Lagos. No, you didn't have to go. Well, okay, what were you about to ask? Let me just be sure.
Do you like the life in Uyo compared to Lagos?
I like the cost of living in Uyo, but I prefer Lagos.
Everybody likes the cost. Nobody wants to spend so much money.
I like the cost of living in Uyo. When I was leaving my house, I left with less than 1,000 naira, and I was like, would this be enough?
Mm.
But surprisingly, I'm here and I've not even spent up to half of that.
That's
and this place is far from my house.
Yes, that's nice.
So that's really surprising.
That's Uyo for you, but it's getting expensive. It's getting expensive. So there's one thing you said about how people going for events, you see the same set of people. Now, everybody in this Uyo says that. And I always ask you this question. If you decide to not go for an event, or you're being prejudicial about an event because you already know that it's the same set of people you can see. Who are the people that will go for an event? Who are we going to, like, what do you think the event culture should be like now?
Now, when I said that, I didn't mean it in like a bad way or anything like that. I just mean like, when I go to events, I know the people I'm going to see. And I'm happy to see them because it's always a different setting. No matter the event, it's always a different setting, always a different vibe, different location, all that. So it's something I'm happy to see. When I go for events in Lagos, like, most times you're just meeting random people again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an endless cycle of
new faces. People.
So, the fact that I know I could leave my house and go for an event and I see familiar faces there, something I actually appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? But it's still something that is like a red flag. Because when you go, you're like, oh, it's the same set of people. Or the same set of activities. I don't think it can be the same set of activities, but are you sure that's not an issue? Because people say it's an issue. Is it an issue to you?
Ask them, why is it an issue? Because you don't want to see the same set of people. Next thing else.
Okay.
Because if you're going for the event, you see the same set. And if you have a problem with seeing the same set of people, that's you have every right to do that. But you can't exactly slander the events industry because these people are having fun. And that's really all that matters when it comes to an event. Leave your house, come and have fun.
Okay.
And then it never lasts forever. 5 to 6 hours. No, I don't even think it can be. Okay, 5 to 6 hours for some overnight things, and you're done.
Okay.
You're back on.
I want to ask you a question, like I've been asking you since, and I don't want you to give me the same answer you've been giving me.
I honestly feel like, I don't know the question, but I honestly feel like,
you would not. You would
but
not.
I'm trying not to.
You would not. So if I tell you to describe yourself, don't tell me you are CN. I know you are CN. Don't say you are CN again. Describe yourself. Describe yourself.
This is actually a very hard one because I used to get like 5 over 10 in composition.
Okay, then. I'm going to get 10 over 10 maybe this time.
How do I describe myself? I honestly, that's just my answer to
it. No, it cannot be. Give, like, let's assume someone is listening. They are trying to take a mental picture of you and stuff, or know what it is when they meet you the first time in real life. So they are, tell them, describe, just describe yourself.
In real life, I'll run.
Okay. You guys.
I'll definitely run.
So if you're describing yourself,
or
a word that describes you.
That's it. I'm saying.
No. Nobody knows.
Okay.
What
okay. Okay. Is. What's a word that describes you?
Me?
Yeah.
Freedom.
Okay. I was about to just copy what you said, but then
what?
A word that describes me is.
Think hard. There's no pressure.
I'm just there. Just there.
Just there.
Yeah.
What's just there?
I don't know. I'm just there.
You're not just there. You have a good creativity stuff ongoing, and you're building something good for yourself, and you need 50 million validation.
That's the thing. I'm just there. I can be just there above you, just there below you. It depends on. It really depends on you that is listening. I'm really just there. I'm just there.
Okay, so do you want to ask me any question?
Or
anything? I'm always tense when I ask people if they have anything to ask me.
I don't think I have. Think. Any question to ask you, but I want you to continue asking me questions.
You want me to continue asking you questions?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? I think it's black. But not like.
But you're not wearing anything that has to do with black.
Yeah, not like I said I like black. I like black. But I just feel like black is just blank.
Okay, so what's one thing you can never be caught outside without? For instance, you came out today, what's one thing you always go out with regardless? For me, it's my ATM. I can cry if I'm not with my ATM, even if I don't have money in the account.
I don't know what, I think it's my bag.
What's inside the bag?
Nothing. But okay. I'm just always in my bag. And even though I know where I'm going to, I might not have the chance. There's just always a book. Next to me, there's a book in my bag, my book and my highlighter. No, I think one thing I can't go out with is my highlighter. Because even if I go out with my book, if I'm not with my highlighter, I can't read.
Okay. What's your theory about life?
Life is just vibes. Honestly.
Sometimes I don't understand now. When people say life is just vibes, what do people mean?
Life is honestly just vibes. And then you can't exactly say that because life is just vibes. You just want to float straight.
That's the impression, especially when people say life is just vibes. Imagine if I am a random person listening and I'm trying to get inspiration from you and you're like, life is just vibes. I can just decide to, okay, vibe my whole life and just float.
So if you're a random person listening to get inspiration from you, don't listen to what I say. Life is vibes, but let me explain.
Okay, please.
Life is vibes. I don't know how to take it. But then, you need to just understand that some things you get, some things you will not get. Not everything you want that you will have. And sometimes it's not even because, oh, there's a reason. Sometimes there's no reason. You're just suffering. But it helps for character development. I don't believe everything happens for a reason, but I believe you learn a lesson from everything that happens. So
That works.
It's really just something that no matter what happens, no matter what you're going through, when I'm going through like really tough times, I'm just like, I look forward to like 5-10 years. Your tough times are like the parts that you cut out and use as snipers for your interview. So it's just the sweet part. The tougher your times, the sweeter your interviews.
It's true. That's true. Because the interviews make you feel like, oh my God, this person really went through.
You see, people, Nigerians like grass to grace story.
Yeah, a whole lot. What?
But we don't like being in the grass. It's easy to come and you're like, this guy did it 90 times. I mean, he did it 99 times and it was not. But even myself, when I try once, twice, and I don't get it, okay, that's it. But we all like the guy that did it 99 times, got it 100 times.
But we don't want to go through that night.
That's gross. If I don't get it the first time, I just cry myself to sleep. And then
do you cry?
Do I cry?
Yes. When last did you cry?
When last did I cry? I can't remember the last time I cried.
Have you cried this year?
I don't think so. What's making me cry?
People cry.
Okay, I think, I don't think I've cried like, cry, but I think like tears are formed in my eye.
I mean tears, crying for a reason.
No.
Did you cry last year?
No.
I feel like it's somewhat annoying when guys say they don't cry.
No. Not because I don't cry, but I don't cry when people die.
When people die?
I don't know whether it's just me that I've not lost someone that will make me cry. But of all the people I've lost, I've never.
Okay, you don't cry when they die. Okay.
Even when I'm thinking about them that they found.
So that means you can't even recall the last time you cried.
Now that I'm saying, I can't remember the last time I cried, but I can remember the last time that tears formed in my eye. Tears formed in my eye a lot because I like seeing people achieve their dreams. I like seeing people just have a good life. Tears formed in my eye like a few weeks ago. I was watching wireless performances and just hearing the crowd sing back a song, even though I'm not someone that does music, hearing people sing back to you a random song that you just wrote by your, if I was an artist.
That one gives you chills.
If I was an artist and somebody ever does that type of thing to me, I would just,
That gives you chills. Like, if you watch all those videos, you legit have
goosebumps. Because these people are singing it back word for word, your creation. People are just singing it back. I think tears also formed in my eye when, this is actually something more personal, when the Vestmont Summer Spring 23 collection dropped. It was so beautiful. I said to God, that's one of the people that really, really inspired me.
Who?
Demna Vassalian.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's the creative director for Vestmont and Balenciaga.
Okay, that's nice. That means I feel like you're very, very connected to the things you love. Like, once you are interested in these things, like, oh my God. Yeah, like, Mina, I think I can cry for Tems music.
Tems makes good music. Sha.
That's a business. I don't know what that Sha. I don't know what that Sha there is for. I don't know what that is for. I really don't know what that is for. Okay. So, do you like school? I don't know who likes school these days. I like school though.
I know a lot of people that like school.
I like school.
It's not wrong to like school, but then these days people are really making it seem like if you like school, you're not serious with your life. That's cap. People will still make a fortune out of 9 to 5.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I'm not. If I say 9 to 5, I go collect.
Nine to five is like security right now.
I can't be running 12 to 12, and at the end of the day, I'm crying myself to sleep because I do not see what's happening.
9 to 5 is security.
Honestly, 9 to 5 just has bad PR now. But when we were growing up,
it was the real deal.
Parents were growing up.
Mm-hmm. That was what was
9 to 5 was really 9 to 5.
And it sustained a lot. I mean, I think it sustained almost all of them. It's still sustaining them.
It's still sustaining them, and it's still so. But then this generation just wants to be like real. Should I say I hate TikTok? Like, that's been on my mind. I don't hate TikTok.
It's fine. Why do you hate TikTok?
I don't hate it. Like, I just realized a few weeks ago that I don't hate it. I was listening to Jack Harlow, and he said, when the whole world loves you, there's only one way for you to stand out. And that's simple. I think I started hating TikTok in secondary school because everybody liked it. And then, I don't want to mention names, but then when I see boys do this dance, you know, he annoys me. Not like. No.
You guys, that dance that people shake they put their hands on their stomach and they shake their waist. That's the dance.
It really just annoys me. Not like there's anything wrong with it, but it's like we move from. These guys,
alpha males,
move from these guys being shirtless and licking their lips to them doing that dance. And I'm just here like, bro, don't do that. But then it's your life and you can do whatever you please. So if you're listening to this and you have your ring lights and you're about to meet with TikTok after this, please don't take me serious. Go ahead and do whatever you want.
Oh my god. I don't know what to say about that dance. Yesterday, me and my friend were laughing here and we're trying to do the dance legitly and we're just laughing because it was so funny. I find it very funny. I don't even think I can.
Another thing that annoys me is that nobody is making music for music again. People are just making music to be TikTok hits. You make a nice song, the next thing you chop out 30 seconds of it and pay like 20 guys
to
dance to it and then do a dance DC challenge. Then everybody is posting my I don't want to mention names, my whatever challenge, DC at blah blah blah, DC at blah blah blah.
They're forgetting the culture, the essence.
Another thing that I was speaking to someone when Bonner's album dropped. She's probably not going to listen to this, so I'm going to shade her. But she knows she's the one. And she didn't like the album. She was vocal about it. I don't like the album, this. And I knew it was because she did not find any TikTok worthy song. So when they dropped this sped up version on Jagili, she was among the first people to use the sound. And I'm like, just look at this guy. Look at this fraud. If people want to be fed this TikTok music, and it's really annoying because all the routines are the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any new routine.
Mm-mm.
Once you do this, you do this, you, bro. So I understand.
I think for the musicians, it's just, aside them creating an art, is the market.
Do what will sell. So
yeah, so
it's not.
So they still put their work and the creativity.
It's not the musician's fault that.
It's the trend. It's the wave.
That's the wave. Something else will come up.
Yeah, I'm really waiting to see what next comes up.
That's the thing. Something else will always come up, and then we'll move on to that next one. But there'll be me who is forever scarred by TikTok.
So this your merch that you're wearing now, your papa nonsense. What was it about?
I think I had this idea since like 2020.
Mm.
It was just random, just a random this thing. Oh, what if I send a text as your papa and then it doesn't go? So that's literally your papa nonsense. And it just hits me that, I can do it. And I was like, when the time is right, I'll print it and it's shared. Because I had a brand before Sin and Gods. But I had to let it go because it was deeply rooted in the African culture. I was like this guy, I really believed in Nigeria in my young days.
Then what happened?
I gave up.
Why?
I don't know. I think after 2010-20, part of me just really felt disappointed that happened.
Did you go for the enters protest?
I didn't go for the one in Lekki.
Okay.
I stayed in Ikoto. I went for the prayer walk there.
Okay.
But then when that happened, it was crazy. So I think a part of me just really felt like, fuck. There's no hope for the country.
Oh, okay. I believe in Nigeria sometimes. I'm currently starting a series called Discover Culture, where I go to harness and understand different cultures of Nigeria and put it on the show. But that's just by the way. So let me see. You know one funny thing? This is your papa not then underneath the not sent. I've been reading it as your papa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess that.
It's like your papa, even, and like this guy, I don't send them, but even, yeah, not
even,
send.
Even my manufacturer was like, he thought it was just your papa. Because the first shirt, he printed only this, he didn't print this.
Okay.
So I had to go back to him and I'm like, oh, this is really, really important. So that's when you understand. It's not supposed to just be, because if you get it at once.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the shock value.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. So I feel like it's now interesting for me because I asked you what it was. I just felt like I knew, but I just looked at her and I'm like, what is it? So do you like blue? It just happened.
No, okay, this is
text.
Yeah, the text.
Okay.
But I don't think I like any color. I just like black because I feel black is just dark and then any other thing can be added to it.
Okay, that's fine.
And then can you use it as an album?
That's your problem. That's your problem. What do you guys will listen to? Your music gods?
Wait, let me just open mine.
Your playlist. I like doing that thing sometimes.
Yeah, because I don't think I know. So, currently I've been listening to... Actually, I went back to listen to Olivia Rodrigo again. I had my fears.
I'm taking notes down so that I can listen.
Yeah, I really used to listen to her, but then I got over that. Then I've been listening to Kanye. I listened to Donda a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to Smada. Smadunsi.
Mm-hmm.
Then I there's this artist, Angel Maxine. I don't understand what she sings, but she's the one that sang that. Yeah, but that could be LGBTQ. So I just have an entire discography and I just listen to it.
Okay.
She's actually not bad. I've been listening to Somadina, I've been listening to Escort. I've been listening to some really cool guys.
Which Nigerian artist do you like?
At the moment.
Mm-hmm. I think music interest actually changes.
Yeah. At the moment, my boy just sent me a sniper yesterday, so I think I like him.
Okay.
So please don't let the song be trash so I can still like him. Then I also listen to this guy, YVN Forever.
In Nigeria?
Yeah, he's a Nigerian.
I like knowing, I call them underground, like people don't know them.
Yeah.
Why what?
YVN. Mm-hmm. No, okay, YVN Forever is this thing. YVN Boulevard, BLVD.
Okay, I'll check it out.
But I think that's on his old songs. I think now he's trying to rebrand because he just started getting a whole lot of attention. Found him on Instagram one day. Someone sent me a reel by him.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah, really very, very good.
Okay. So, no, before Bia is on Instagram,
on YouTube.
What's the page?
Same. Yeah, no, forget the story.
Okay, I'll go and watch it.
I like myself too much to not leave everything I've done.
I'll go and watch it. Okay, for me, I've come to the end though. I'm not out of questions, but I'm out of... You're out of time.
Yeah. Good talk.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so...
And I needed it.
This is describe. Like, follow, subscribe. What's your Instagram handle?
God. That's Sien is
King. Sien is King. Then you can also follow Sien and Gods.
I think you should follow Sen and God, not Sen King. I post too much rubbish. You will not take me serious. Follow my business account.
But please, follow Sen and God. You would really, really love what he puts out there. And you'd love him. I mean, after you listen to this episode, you'd love him. Share this with everybody. Please subscribe. And can you guys rate me? I want to start getting ratings on the platforms where you listen. Bye. Your last word on the episode.
God.